Shareholders will soon consider a proposal to take the owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village private. Filing with the SEC, Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says a special meeting for the vote will be held at a date to be determined. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub, a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, and become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings, LLC. Industrial Realty is owned by Stuart Lichter, a majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. Two men and a woman are jailed in connection with a Monday afternoon shooting in Alliance. Police say 29-year-old Caleb Kaiser was involved in an argument at a home in the 1400 block of East Oxford Street. He allegedly fired the gun inside the house. He reportedly gave a bag containing the weapon, additional magazine, ammunition, and drugs to 28-year-old Taylor Burson of Niles. 25-year-old Trent Haynes Myers of Alliance accused of having a small amount of meth in his dresser during a police search. Kaiser charged with tampering with evidence, weapons under disability, improperly discharging a firearm, soliciting drug sales, and violating a protection order. Burson charged with evidence tampering, and Haynes Myers faces counts of drug possession and obstructing official business. Starr County Sheriff's Office says a suspect in a hit-skip crash shot himself in the neck with a crossbow Monday morning. The incident occurred in the 2000 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest in Tuscarawas Township. Firefighters were called to the scene to assist deputies in the highway patrol. The man was removed from a wooded area, treated at the scene, and taken to Akron General Medical Center. None of the officers fired a shot. Additional information was not available. A grocery store in the southeast side of Canton is closing. The Starr County Metropolitan Housing Authority transferred a vacant multi-purpose center in the 300 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast to the city in 2020 to partner with Stark Fresh for the grocery store. The board says the store will close immediately and all operations will end by September 1st. The Stark Fresh store on Linden Avenue in Alliance will close August 15th. The board said the move is due to a combination of financial and operational challenges. Stark Fresh says it has sold more than 2 million pounds of food. New contract in place for classified employees in the West Branch School District. Board of Education approved the 3-year agreement with the West Branch Classified Education Association last week. It took effect yesterday. The contract covers 80 clerical workers, bus drivers, and custodians who will receive a pay raise of $2 per hour the first year and increases of 2.5% the second and third years. The board also accepted 4 anonymous donations totaling $697,000 for renovation of Haycock Stadium with a new turf field and track improvements. The field will be ready by early August, weather permitting. Columbiana County Educational Service Center Board has fired a substitute teacher facing child pornography charges. The contract was terminated for 42-year-old John McFarland of Lisbon May 22nd. He was previously placed on administrative leave. McFarland charged with felony counts of pandering obscenity and a misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia. He allegedly possessed videos depicting children being sexually assaulted and engaging in sexual activity. The case has been bound over to the grand jury. Man accused of shooting a 15-year-old boy in Wellsville will stand trial October 14th, the date set Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court for 20-year-old Emery Childs of Wellsville. He was indicted last month on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. Childs allegedly shot the victim in the arm near Danbury Avenue April 27th. He's also accused of disposing of the gun and clothing. Police obtained a warrant the next day, and Childs turned himself in. Austintown Township Police say human remains found last fall at Meander Reservoir have been identified. They're those of 55-year-old Erica Thomas of Warren. Officers were called October 1st after a piece of a skull was discovered on an island in the reservoir off I-80. A search by cadaver dogs turned up additional remains. DNA was provided by Thomas' mother in 2012 and confirmed her identity. Police say Thomas was having a mental health crisis when she was last seen in Austintown Township in October 2008. She was reported missing later that year. Catholic Diocese of Youngstown says Ursuline High School is investigating allegations of inappropriate behavior by members of the football team. School says the alleged activity occurred during a field trip last month. Parents of the students directly involved have been contacted, the school working with authorities. A spokesman for the diocese tells WFMJ-TV no employee is on leave while the investigation is underway. Chase involving the Highway Patrol ended with a crash in Youngstown. A patrol officer attempted a traffic stop in Akron just before 7 Sunday night. The tags on the vehicle were reported stolen. The driver sped off, beginning a pursuit that ended at West Midlothian Boulevard just short of an hour later. 29-year-old Javon Gage fled on foot after the vehicle crashed into another. He was caught a short time later. Two people in the other vehicle suffered minor injuries.